Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man. All right. It's a Take Charge Tuesday. And whenever it's a Take Charge Tuesday, you need to get the guys in that'll help you take charge. Those guys today go by the name of Lesego Mapanga.
What's up?
Always in a suit. It's just it's just the way it is now.
All day, nigga.
It's just what he does. And a tie, even. It's not even like he's buttoned it down. It's like he's got a tie. And the tie has a pattern. It's like
too much.
He's a real person. Yeah. Someone I can identify with a lot more, who wears caps and things, which Lesego, it's a thing you put on your head, and is Simpiwe Petros. What's happening, dude?
Yeah, man, I'm all good, bro. How are you doing?
Good. I like Simpiwe. Always brings just the most positive energy. He's always walking through. How you, champ? How you, bro? What's happening? You know, how have you uplifted yourself today? You need to get that motivation. Have you told yourself you're cool and you're good and you're worthwhile?
You know it, bro. You know it, man. Yes,
you're that
guy. Focus, bro. We focus.
You're
man.
Very, very positive. It's very impressive.
Thanks a lot, brother.
Okay, so we've got some stuff to take charge of on a Tuesday. I see here social media's on the agenda.
A lot of things, bro. What we're talking about basically is stop getting distracted by the things that have nothing to do with your goals today.
Okay.
Because I think it's time to move forward away from all the nonsense that we face in life. There's a lot of distractions happening out here in life, and social media is one of them, you know. I think it gets real if you don't have a purpose behind social media. I know I'm very intentional with my social media. Lesego can agree with me. He's very intentional. And there's a purpose behind social media, and if you need to be very intentional with how you use it. So that's what we're talking about. It needs to fall in line with who you are and what you stand for.
Yeah, because I find sometimes I go onto Twitter and I just by the end of it, I'm so depressed, I'm like crying in the corner.
Yeah, bro. It's ridiculous. Like, it's ridiculous. And there's so much negative energy out there, you know. I wish we could talk about some serious things and have discussions on Twitter, but 140 characters aren't really enough, you know.
Do you think it's deeply affecting all of us when we go onto Twitter and AKA is cheating on Zinclair and Jackson Bonang and everyone? Or like when we're looking at blessers and anti-blessers, do you think that subconsciously it's getting us all down?
I think it's shifting the culture, and the fact that it's trending so much is a problem, bro. Like, I mean, you can easily get distracted from what the real problems are out there when you're focused on all the celebs doing this and that, and getting blesser this, blesser that. I watched the video on the blessers thing. Yeah, see, bro, that was another.
It was lit.
It was lit.
This is the Checkpoint documentary.
Yeah, that one, bro. Yes.
Listen to that sigh. It's really affecting you, Ari. It's done. It's in your subconscious.
This blessers thing. It's just a lot. When I was watching it, it's on YouTube, by the way, if anyone wants to see it. And a young woman living in Santon speaking about, you know, this guy buys her Louis Vuitton this and Gucci
everything,
that and Prada that. And taking such pride in it as well, I didn't really know where things were going. How do you let like that not get you down? So just general media, outside of even social media, how do you let, you know, documentaries that may make you feel sad about life, how do you get that stuff to not let you get down?
I think on my side, it's a very deep sense of introspection. So I'll give an example. So I just moved into my place, right? And I made a conscious decision to not get a TV. Because don't let distractions distract you. And it's a very easy thing to do. It's probably the most difficult thing to fight, to not let distractions. So things like social media, I try not to log in so much, but everything that I do when you wake up, you want to be like a checkbox to know purposely what you want to do. It's not a big revelation. It's not going to wake up one day and be like, I'm not distracted. No, it'll always keep on happening, but it's about the small intentional steps that you take.
I think you need to know who you are. Like, it all starts with knowing who you are and being intentional, because like Lesego said, he doesn't have a TV. He blocks out the news intentionally, and that's negative energy that you block out easily, right?
Yeah. So and when you're driving to work, obviously, depending on what you put in your car, the truth is you have power to choose what you listen to. It's a very difficult thing to do, because negative energy does seep in through the cracks, but you need to make a conscious effort to pretty much listen to the right stuff. So
Cliff Central, there you go.
100%.
Straight up. Unplugged and in charge. You got to get that
always,
podcast,
bro.
Put it on repeat. Learn it like a song.
Always, brother. Always.
You also speak here about too many career opportunities and how to take charge of that situation.
So I think that all falls in line with when you have too many career opportunities, do you really know who you are and what you want to do with your life? Because I think you're getting really distracted with a lot of things. And there's no one thing that you can really say that you stand for and we can know you for that, or you can develop yourself in that.
I was chatting to the Deputy Minister of Education 2 weeks ago. And he was saying,
as you do, yeah,
always, you know,
it's the circle, man. and we're talking, and he was saying they found from the stats that the biggest reason why Oaks drop out are first year and second is because they don't know what to study. That's it. They just don't know themselves.
Yeah.
And so I think because it's you know, as a millennial, this time in the world is where our generation has the most amount of opportunities. Mm-hmm. And that is overwhelming. If you actually sit back and like, I'm going to work hard on my trick, and you do get your straight A's and you get your varsity, yes, and all of a sudden there's like excess of like 300 different career options you can go for, it does become very overwhelming. And it's something that almost seeps into the back of our subconscious and really does a lot of damage, and we don't really pay much attention to it.
Yeah.
How do you logically and objectively choose what it is that you want to do, though? How do you... I mean, should money influence you? Should...
Never.
I don't think it should be money, because there are a lot of opportunities out there. But I think what you need to do is really know yourself, know what your skills are, your skill set. Know if you're a creative or if you're... Or if you're a corporate, if you're left or right brain, you need to know a lot about yourself. Because I think I went down that path.
You just said peace out, corporate world, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I said peace out. Yeah. And that's really realizing who I am, because I studied engineering, you know, and I thought engineering was who I am. But I'm actually more right brain than left brain. I'm more of a creative than an administrative corporate type of individual. So I think that's where it all starts. I know Lesego has some stuff to add to this.
I'll give an example. When people say chase money, that actually doesn't exist, because you can study teaching and make more money than an engineer. How? Mm. You can study teaching and be a teacher at Crawford College. Mm. You probably make more money than majority of the engineers in this country.
An entry-level engineer, yeah.
So already that demolishes the whole study CA or study law or study engineer because you'll make a lot of money. That's rubbish. They lie to you. Your teachers lie to you. And when you go back and you confront them about these things, they'll have very little to say about it. So never chase money. The money will come to you. If you're really good at something, the money will come to you. If you're a really good footballer, you'll have a lot of money. If you're a really good tennis player, you'll make a lot. If you're a really good nurse, if you're a really, really good teacher, you'll make a lot.
I think you need to pursue purpose and money will follow you.
What about in the context of young people, fame?
Mm. That's what people are going after. But is fame a real thing?
Oh, young people fame.
Yeah. Is it a real thing? Because I just feel like it's something that's up there. You want to be known by people, but how long does that actually last? You know? I think there's a difference between fame and influence. Mm. And if you're influential, then that's long lasting. That's a lifetime. But fame is so temporary.
That was actually quite epic.
Yeah.
there's a real difference between fame and influence. Yeah.
Okay. How do we take charge of tracking ourselves against other people's progression?
Yo, that's your circle, eh? The squad. You need to be very intentional with the people you surround yourself with. Because if you're not around the people that are on the same mission as you, if you're not on the same level as people that are pushing as you, then you're going to fall behind, you know? I think that's where it starts for me.
I keep saying, you know, a lot of the older generation say that we have things on a platter and that things are easy. I think the fights that we're fighting are a lot tougher because they're psychological fights.
Mm.
The most difficult battle for you to battle is the one inside your own head. And when you see other people progressing, the real fight that you have is in your own mind, because it's your own perspective, right? So, I mean, now it's graduation season. So you're seeing people graduate left, right, and center. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get left behind. I'm going to shoot myself in the face. No, you know, because people run their own races.
Mm.
And because somebody else's path is straight and narrow, yours might be that you need to work a lot harder. And probably by this time next year, you might be like a multimillionaire. Who knows?
It's actually quite interesting. Everything that we're talking about has to do with identity and knowing yourself and being yourself and embracing yourself for who you are and living your life authentically, you know?
And it sounds very fuzzy and like all like, you know, pie in the sky type of stuff. And me as being someone who's very technical, very get to the point, what are we doing, what are the technical stuff, you need to almost step back and literally, I know it sounds very cliche, but you need to know exactly who you are and where you're going, where you're from, and what your objectives are. Just because rappers make a lot of money doesn't mean you must become a rapper.
Yeah.
It's a deep thing, bro. I think the deepest thing is the fact that activity comes from a revelation of your identity. That's one thing that I've learned. So you need to know who you are, and what you're doing now shows who you think you are or who you possibly will be someday.
I'm sorry, Arya. You know, I think we're lacking the most in millennials right now is authenticity.
Mm.
I think that is the biggest.
People are actually dropping bombs. These two
bars, bro. Bars.
If you don't know who you are, you say you're fucked.
If you're
not authentic, you're completely screwed.
Yes.
She's like, I'm gonna cry myself to sleep at night.
If you're a Jewish white guy with a snap back trying to look cool, I don't know. Like, who are you?
These activities showing a lot, though, man. You're working, dog. You're working.
This is getting from bad to worse. Yeah, I see we're now bringing relationships into the mix.
Yeah, so Lesego, yes, I know you have a lot to deal with the relationship. Lesego is a very intentional person when it comes to relationships. He's got a very selective process when it comes to people in his life.
I just need to know what your value proposition is.
It's the truth, yeah.
I need to know exactly what do you bring into this, you know. Love is all great and fuzzy daddy, but the truth is we all love everyone because we're like all God's children, whether, you know, you're Jewish, you're Muslim, you're Christian, I love you all. But love is not enough. I just need to know that if you come into here and my life, I'm not going to say career progress, bro. I'm going to say my life progress. What do you bring in and what do I bring in when it comes to you? And you got to sit down. You really got to understand this. Some people, you can just look at them and be like, okay, I have no business being here.
Yeah.
And then you just got to let it go. Because the most frustrating thing is it's going to waste your time.
Mm.
And it will be emotionally exhausting. And you don't want to be tired, exhausting your energy on, for lack of a better word, rubbish.
Yeah, and I'm tired of having people that are takers in my life. It's a give relationship, friendship. Relationships are really giving and giving. Because if you're not adding value into my life, why am I adding value into your life? Because when you're giving and they just taking, what is there that they can do, actually?
But now, what happens when you don't choose these people, you're given these people, and it's your family?
Now, you see, that's a different story. Family is a deep thing, because there's a lot of drama when it comes to family, because you can't lose them, you can't throw them away. But what I do is I'm very intentional with the people that I keep in my family, very close. So my extended family, I am very selective with the people that I surround myself with. But my immediate family, you really just need to work on those relationships and talk to the people and engage with them so that you can build each other up.
And if you can't influence your immediate family, then what is your value proposition anyway? So if you have, you know, a dropout sister or someone that's really not going the right way, you haven't done your job as that immediate family member.
Influence.
You're not being a proper son. You're not being a proper brother. You're a shit person, essentially.
It's all about influence.
But when it comes to extended family, you have a family member in the Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't influence them very much. The only thing they're going to do is really drag you down. So you pretty much got to let them go. And the thing is, guys, when you cut off family, it's not so much that you leave them in the gutter. You need to almost progress so that other people can see how you're doing.
Exactly.
So that they know it's possible. Because if your cousin, you can see your cousin doing great things, it's a lot easier for you to be like, you know what, that oak, we share the same surname, exactly. We share the same blood, I can't do what he does. That is the best way to influence.
If he can do it, why can't I? It's all about influence. This fame thing is, no man, it's influence. It's all about influence.
No, that's how you take charge. We've covered everything here, from taking charge of social media to how to figure out what you want to do with your career, to taking charge of, you know, counting yourself against other people and their progression, to taking charge of relationships and family drama. What's the big takeaway here, the point that we have to emphasize and stress? I've got a feeling it's got to do with knowing who you are.
Yeah.
So I'm going to preempt that and say that's fantastic. But this knowing who you are thing, like, really... What do you do every day to get to know who the hell you are?
It's a process, bro. It really is a process. All I can say is that you need to spend some time by yourself first and foremost, because you can only know who you are in the presence of your own and God. Like, that's how I do it for myself. Knowing myself and God is the most powerful thing that you can do, because you realize where you are right now, what happened to you in the past, and where you want to go. It's all about focusing on the future and what you believe that you can do. For me, it's a lot of introspection, a lot of spending time alone, and really meditating and focusing on where I can possibly go.
On my side, I've taken like 5 aptitude tests, right, just to know exactly what type of person I am. And it's also, and I understand the frustration, that's why I said it's very pie in the sky, and it's very difficult to bring it back down. So for example, do the aptitude. There are free aptitude tests on the internet. There's resources on the internet.
And personality tests.
Yeah, like, know exactly who you are as a person. Number two, if you know where you want to go in life, perhaps you want to be on radio, whatever, go out and expose yourselves to those industries. Do internships.
Yeah.
The last time I was on holiday was in Matric. My CV, what do you call it?
Your record.
Your record. No, the academic, your work experience portion of my CV is already 3 pages long. And it's very random, because literally I've done it at a specific point in time. I was like, listen, I think I want to become an athlete. You know, I used to do it. I think I want to do radio. You go do the internships. I think I want to be an engineer. You go out and you do the vacation works.
Yeah.
You need to expose yourself to the right type of environments, because you don't know what it means to be behind the radio mic and do what Ari does in a 9-to-5. You don't know.
Rather try and fail than regret not trying, you know?
100%. Yeah. You've got to invest in yourself. The same way you invest time in studying math so you know math, you can invest time in yourself so you know yourself.
Yeah, man.
Shit, you oaks always give me so much homework.
But you really do. You're a better man for it.
They come in here, they drop a lugger's heart, they say, if you don't know yourself, it's over.
That's not over for you. It's not over for you.
Okay, but some very, very powerful messages. Mm. Yeah, I think that's about it,
that's
right?
That's a wrap, yeah.
Yeah. One final power line from each of you.
Activity is a revelation of who you are. That's me.
That was so deep.
Yeah.
Just for me, in case you are depressed and you go home, you want to slit your throat, don't. We all do these things at different points in our lives. I can tell you now, for most of us, it's probably when we started working.
Dog.
You know what I mean?
Straight up.
And it's, you always have the right time. As long as you're able to write down in one sentence or two who you are and where you want to go, and you're very clear about that, then you know where you are. This life is not a race. Enjoy it.
Be intentional.
Yeah.
Be authentic. Enjoy the journey.
And always drop bars when you come to Aria
Show.
Drop
bars.
Yeah, drop it like it's hard. And leave him depressed. It's at Simpiwe Petros on Twitter. Simpiwe is, of course, the speaker, presenter, radio personality, brand ambassador, a model, and then a whole lot of other things, according to his Twitter bio.
You know
it,
bro.
Of course, Thursday is 12 to 1 on cliffcentral.com. It's LSG _ Mapanga on Twitter. Clever Black.
All day.
Corporate Maverick.
All day.
And model as well.
Don't stop.
Industrial engineer.
Keep going.
And Thursday 12 to 1 on cliffcentral.com.
We out here.
He's also the guy that'll post an ad looking for a girlfriend that'll start with, well, what are you bringing to the party?
What's your value proposition?
What's your value proposition?
On that tip, check me out on Tinder. You'll find it.
This guy's too much. Kelman on cliffcentral.com.